Well, Colm, before we look ahead to next week's game, really enjoying a good spell yourself, Ray?
We're training hard there, I suppose, and just putting in the hours, like, and I suppose when the team's going well too, it's easier for individuals to be going well as well.
And, you know, you've had a good league campaign, both you personally and Donegal, obviously, because you're in the final.
It was a good campaign, all right, to get promotion, first of all, to get a run out now in Croke Park next week.
Because I remember when I spoke to you, I think it was the start of the league, you said promotion was very important. I'm not sure if everybody else was singing off the same hymn sheet at the time, but certainly you saw it as a personal goal and a goal for the team.
I remember actually looking at that headline and thinking it's going to be tough to achieve that. Like, but I suppose after the first game, we struggled through that game, and then the results started to come. Like, and it was a tough league now, so very happy to get back up to Division 1.
And especially after the first game and the first 40 minutes of that game.
It wasn't looking good. I think we're someone to get points down one stage, like, but showed good character come back that night, like, and it was a good stepping stone for the next match.
Yeah. And then the Tyrone game was the big game, I suppose, really. That's the one that kick-started it.
I probably did. I kind of started to give the players a bit of belief in themselves and belief in the setup and whatnot, and it was probably a big turning point to push on from there for the rest of the league.
Yeah. And then went to Meath.
It's a tough place to go as well. It's got a good two good points, like.
Yeah. And obviously Derry, that was probably one of the best performances.
It probably looked well from a spectator's point of view, like. Plenty of scores and that, like, and it was a good enough performance, putting up 218 against Derry, like, good achievement, all right.
Yeah. You're playing Laois now again, played them last week, and they got the result.
I was impressed by Laois now last week, I must say. They're very physical, they've got a lot bigger, and they're very fit, like. And the start of last week's game was just kind of like a championship game, you know. They came out of the blocks very quick, like, so. They did well last week to beat us now, and it'll be a tough game now next week again.
Did you find it hard to get going last week? What was that down to you, do you think?
Well, I don't know if we found it hard to get going, or if the fact that Laois just started well, you know. And, or Laois were kind of, supposed they were going, they needed the one to get promotion, and they came out of the blocks quick, like, and I think it wasn't really a fact that we didn't start well, I suppose. Combination of two, of not starting well and of them pushing on and wanting to get the one, like.
You draw some confidence though from the second half that day.
Yeah, we showed good character to come back, like, and we didn't put the heads down and get a hiding, you know, because could have went that way as well, like. We came out and we fought hard and we came back into it well, I thought, you know.
Overall, you know, as you said, the objective was to get promotion. Certainly a big change and a big turnaround from last year.
I think going into last year's last game, actually, I think we're in contention for promotion too, like, so it's always tight division too, like, but
I think it was tougher this year though. You had Derry, you had Tyrone, you had, you know.
It was tough, like, when you looked at it at the start of the year, you're wondering where you're gonna pick up the points, like. Was that kind of league, you know?
And you said yourself you feel a bit fitter, you are a lot fitter. Have you done a lot of extra work?
We're doing a right bit of work, you know. Doing a fair bit, like, we're training hard up at the county and doing a bit on our own as well, like. But I still think there's a wee bit more sharpness in that to come yet, like. Still plenty more fitness in that to find yet, like.
You've already a Division 1 league medal. Do you want a Division 2 one?
Oh, it'd be nice. Any one of those medals is always good to get, like. Yeah. It's nice to get back out in Croke Park as well.
And tell me, the Croke Park, getting back out to it because you were there 2 years ago?
That's right, Cork. So it was nice to get back and get that one out of the system. Like, yeah. It was very disappointing that day in the championship. So, be nice to get a run out.
And you were away for the last Division 2 final, weren't you, against Louth? The final and the replay, were you?
Yeah, that's right. That was 2005, I think, was it? 2005. Yes. I was away in Liverpool at college that year, doing my teaching year. So I missed out on that one.
And Laois, as I said, you know, they were strong. They were physical last week. Do you think, have you learned anything from them?
I suppose probably Jim and that'll be studying them hard now, and we'll probably pick up on a couple of things and work on them now next week, like. And hopefully he's picked up on something.
Enjoying your football now, are you?
I'm enjoying it, all right. Me and Michael are actually talking about that. We're, you know, looking forward to going to matches and looking forward to them and that, like. So that's important too, you know.
And that's because, obviously, that's not just because you're winning. Obviously, that's a big factor, but obviously things are going well, training's going well, everybody seems to be fitter, sharper.
I suppose exactly. It's easy to enjoy it, like, whenever things are going in the right direction, whenever you are winning games, like.
Of course, the pressure's on you as well, the brother-in-law.
That's the first time I got that was mentioned actually. Now, but nah,
everybody's thinking it.
Everyone's thinking it, but nobody said it now. Nah, no pressure at all now. It's,
yeah. Probably it's on him.
It's more so on him actually. Exactly, yeah.
So you're looking forward to the final, obviously, and you know you're enjoying your game.
I'm definitely looking forward to it now. Hopefully we can turn the result around from the last day and come back.
Would it be important to win it, or is there one eye on the championship?
Well, this was the end of the day. The championship's a big one, like, but I think it's important to win it, you know, and you know, going into the championship with a one behind us, like, and the silverware.